Adam Cooper has been a crime reporter at The Age for the past 8 years. I interviewed him about the contempt of court case regarding the coverage of Cardinal George Pell's trial in December 2018. Note, the interview was conducted in one of the rooms at the Supreme Court, so there's a bit of background noise. Alex Laval, former editor of The Age, decided to breach the suppression order from County Court Chief Judge Peter Kidd on the grounds of international news outlets reporting on Cardinal George Pell's guilty verdict. Why is this not a justifiable reason to violate a suppression order? What, if any, circumstances would warrant an exemption from a suppression order?
The difference between Australian media and international media and the suppression order they had to abide by was essentially that Australian media had to obey the suppression, abide by the order that Judge Kidd made, whereas international media, because they were publishing outside Australia, they weren't covered in the jurisdiction. So therefore, international media such as, and I can't recall the publications that actually published stories at the time, the Washington Post was one, they were able to publish and name Cardinal Pell in their reports, whereas Australian media were prohibited from doing so. So I think one of the factors that Alex Laval had to wrangle with at the time was that the Cardinal Pell's guilty verdict was suddenly being reported in overseas media that could be therefore read by Australian readers. So that was one of the issues that he had to consider in terms of whether The Age published something.
Laval retracted the editorial within hours when he discovered how angry County Court Chief Judge Peter Kidd was at the report. Laval then retracted the news story from online 5 days later. What sort of damage can be done during several hours of a contemptuous article being online or a period of 5 days?
So with the news piece that focused on the case that didn't name Cardinal Pell but said a person of high profile had been found of a serious criminal offence, that ran in both the newspaper prominently because it was on the front page and also ran online. In terms of the editorial, I'm not sure if that actually ran in the paper, however it did run online. One of the issues with online publishing now is in terms of contempt matters is if something remains online, it can be argued and has been argued that it's the publication is ongoing, whereas if something is published solely in the newspaper, it's published just on that day. Obviously you can't retract something that's in the newspaper because it's a physical hard copy, whereas online it can be taken down. So for those days before those articles were taken down, they would have been deemed to be published. So therefore, prosecutors who brought the contempt action against The Age and other media argued that the publication was contemptuous and breached the suppression order in an ongoing manner because it was still online and could still be accessed by readers.
The Cardinal George Pell case was high profile because he was one of the most senior clergymen in the Roman Catholic Church. This story wasn't only in the Australian public interest, but in the global public interest. What was it like to have to maintain confidentiality about Pell's then guilty verdict in December 2018?
Yeah, it was tricky. It was like sitting on a big secret that you want to tell everyone about because obviously him being found guilty was enormous news. And like you said, there's global implications. It's not often that sort of those circumstances apply to cases we cover. So it was a huge story. I remember distinctly the day that he was found guilty, and even the mood in the courtroom, just how shocked people were, just because of the huge significance of the case. Wanting to go against the natural inclination of a reporter and a news outlet to publish something was hard, but during that time we focused on preparing our stories ready for, we knew at some stage a suppression order would be revoked and we would be able to report something at some point. It was just a case of when. So it was a case of just preparing stories in advance, and often with court reporting it's a case of just waiting to tell the story. So it was just one of those matters.